Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Italian Ways, On and Off the Rails from Milan to Palermo by Tim Parks is a travel narrative that uses the Italian railway system as both route and metaphor for understanding the country. Moving from the industrial north to the complex south, Parks rides high-speed lines, regional trains, and aging intercity services, observing how infrastructure, geography, and politics shape everyday life. The book blends reporting, history, and personal reflection, capturing the texture of stations, compartments, delays, and conversations with fellow passengers. Along the way, Parks looked beyond postcard Italy to explore regional identities, economic divides, and the improvisational habits that help people navigate a system that can be brilliant one moment and chaotic the next. The result is a lively portrait of a nation in motion, where a simple journey between cities becomes a lens for examining culture, bureaucracy, and the persistent gap between national ideals and local realities. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, railways as a lens on national character, Parks treats the railway not just as a means of getting from Milan to Palermo, but as a practical stage where Italy reveals itself. Stations, ticket offices, platforms, and train corridors become places where rules meet improvisation, and where the traveler learns that what is written and what is done can differ. By paying attention to small interactions, the book turns ordinary logistics into cultural evidence. The rhythms of boarding, seat hunting, and negotiating space highlight the social codes of courtesy, assertiveness, and patience. Parks also shows how the train compresses social diversity into a shared container, forcing proximity between locals and visitors, commuters and holidaymakers, professionals and students. In that confined space, conversation, silence, and body language carry meaning. The railway becomes a national microcosm where Italian attitudes toward authority, time, and public services play out in real time. Rather than offering a simplistic stereotype, the narrative emphasizes variation and contradiction. Modern efficiency can sit beside outdated routines, and personal warmth can coexist with institutional indifference. The topic builds a grounded argument that transport systems are cultural artifacts, and that traveling attentively can reveal how a country actually functions day to day. Secondly, north to south, geography, economy, and uneven modernity. The journey from Milan down the peninsula provides a natural framework for exploring Italy's long-standing regional contrasts. Parks observes how the experience of travel changes with the landscape and with the investment visible in tracks, stations, and rolling stock. The north can feel faster, more standardized, and more tightly aligned with European business expectations, while the south often exposes different priorities and constraints. Instead of presenting the divide as a simple hierarchy, the book examines what uneven development looks like on the ground: timetable reliability, maintenance, and the availability of connections. These differences tie back to deeper economic patterns, including employment opportunities, migration, and the political bargaining that shapes public spending. Parks uses the rail experience to make the abstraction of regional inequality tangible. A delayed connection is not only an inconvenience, but a sign of how distance from power can be felt in daily life. At the same time, he notes that modernization is not purely technical. Even where high-speed lines promise speed and comfort, social realities do not disappear. Local identity remains strong, and national cohesion can feel fragile. This topic shows how travel can illuminate policy outcomes and how infrastructure reflects both ambition and compromise. Thirdly, bureaucracy, rules, and the art of getting by. A recurring thread is the tension between official systems and the informal skills Italians develop to cope with them. Parks describes how tickets, reservations, and changing procedures can create confusion, especially for outsiders who expect consistency. He highlights the role of intermediaries, station staff, fellow travelers, and chance advisors who help interpret what should be straightforward. The book suggests that Italy often runs on relationships and situational problem-solving rather than rigid adherence to process. This is not framed as mere dysfunction, but as a learned adaptation to complexity and inconsistency. When services fail or information is unclear, people improvise. Parks notices how irritation can quickly turn into collaboration, how complaining can be part of social bonding, and how competence is often measured by the ability to navigate gray areas. The narrative also probes the emotional cost of this flexibility. Constant negotiation can exhaust those who depend on public systems, and it can privilege insiders who already know the unwritten rules. By focusing on the railway, Parks turns bureaucracy into lived experience rather than political theory. This topic helps readers understand why reforms can be difficult, why expectations clash, and why the everyday experience of the state matters as much as its formal design. Fourthly, encounters on the train, conversation, privacy, and social space. Trains create temporary communities, and Parts uses these spaces to explore Italian sociability and the delicate management of privacy. Compartments and open carriages force people to share armrests, luggage areas, and overheard phone calls, producing both intimacy and friction. Parks listens closely to the kinds of stories people tell while traveling: family concerns, work frustrations, local pride, and political opinions. These conversations offer a grassroots view of national mood, revealing what ordinary passengers worry about and what they celebrate. The book also notes how class and regional background influence behavior. Some travelers treat the train as a quiet extension of their routine. Others treat it as a social arena. Parks pays attention to manners, dress, and how people claim territory with bags or body position. He describes the subtle negotiations that decide who speaks, who withdraws, and who becomes a guide. These human moments ground the broader analysis, reminding readers that infrastructure is ultimately about people. The topic also emphasizes that travel writing can be ethical and curious rather than voyeuristic. Parks presents encounters as partial and subjective, showing how a traveler interprets what he sees while acknowledging limits. The result is a portrait of Italy built from voices, pauses, and passing connections. Lastly, History in Motion: How the Past Shapes Present Travel, the rail route allows Parks to weave in the historical forces that shaped Italian unity and its persistent fragmentation. Railways themselves have been symbols of modern nation building, promising connection across mountains, islands, and regional cultures. Parks reflects on how that promise looks today, where the network can feel both integrative and uneven. Stations and city approaches become reminders that Italy's past is layered: imperial legacies, local loyalties, and the political bargains of unification and later reforms. By moving through multiple regions, he shows how history is not confined to museums. It is embedded in infrastructure decisions and in how communities relate to the central state. The book also connects to more recent shifts, including European integration and the push for high-speed development, which can accelerate certain corridors while leaving others feeling sidelined. Parks uses travel time to think about what progress means. Faster trains may reduce distances, but they can also intensify contrasts by concentrating investment and attention. This topic gives readers a framework for understanding why Italian travel feels so varied and why debates about public services often carry historical weight. The railway journey becomes a moving seminar on how the past continues to direct the present. In conclusion, this book suits readers who enjoy travel writing with substance, especially those who want to understand Italy beyond landmarks and restaurant lists. It is also valuable for anyone interested in how public infrastructure reflects politics, economics, and everyday culture. Travelers planning to use Italian trains will benefit from the grounded attention to stations, schedules, and the lived reality of service quality, but the larger gain is perspective. Parks shows how small experiences like a delay, a conversation, or a confusing procedure can reveal deeper patterns of regional identity, state capacity, and social adaptation. That makes the book useful even for readers who never board a train, because it teaches a method: observe ordinary systems closely, and you can learn how a society works. Compared with many Italy travel books that focus on curated beauty, this one offers a more diagnostic, contemporary portrait. Parks combines narrative momentum with informed reflection, balancing humor and skepticism without flattening Italy into caricature. It is worth buying for its clear voice, its smart structure built on a real journey, and its ability to turn practical travel into an engaging exploration of national character and modern contradictions. If you would like to support Tim Parks, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.